I die for freedom. Because I love my country.
I'll go and I'll die for my country, but I'll be proud of it. But I'm not sure if I support the exact cause of why we'd be fighting this war.
I mean, I have 5 sons, and yeah, it's scary to even think about going to war, but that's the price of freedom.
Kids are raised, they have their dreams, they want to be macho, they want to save their country.
I think the most courageous thing we could do is not strike back.
It's a senseless cause.
It is really going to be good for this country. It's going to bring everybody together. It is.
They say divided we fall. Together we stand. We divided. America is divided.
I know how it feels to have your land taken.
We pray for you in our churches.
We may be the most powerful country on the planet.
There's no way you can stop terrorism.
But I don't really think that we are capable of taking on the whole world.
Because that is the only way they can strike at a mighty power.
Leaders blow them off the face of the earth.
I really thought they had dropped an atom bomb.
Knocking buildings down, shooting the works up.
I was screaming before I even knew I was screaming, and then people were screaming around me on the rooftops.
Well, I don't think there's been any terrorism with any white Americans. They're all Arabs.
Come on. You know, there's no room for that kind of voice right now in America. We don't need her.
I'm as true an American as you'll ever find.
I don't watch TV or read the newspapers, ever.
We pay big bucks for that stuff. You've been to the oil pumps recently. You're paying for it. We're not stealing it from them. We're doing business with them.
We are the world in terms of money, and we've made ourselves that way, and people hate us for it.
To me, the price of freedom is through sacrifice.
The Viet Cong drove a couple hundred civilians across the river, and our aid camp called in the gunships on them, and about 180 women and children were killed and wounded.
You get right down to it, it really isn't religion. It's somebody who's trying to use religion to justify out-and-out murder.
Reaching inside another person's body and pulling their heart out while it's still beating?
No, I'm not ready to go to war, but we have to protect our citizens, so if war is inevitable, then I will support it.